In a world where conflict dominates the news and stress rules our personal lives, it often feels there's little to laugh about. But Worldlink columnist Tamsin Walker discovered the power of a hearty chuckle in Berlin.
DW.
It's a damp grey evening. It's supposed to be spring, but it's so cold. So I'm going in search of a different kind of warmth. I found it in the form of Siegfried Paul Häusler, who, dressed in yellow, purple and green, was a picture of cheer, even before she gave me an initial taste of her infectious laugh. The first of many that evening, because my reason for being there was to visit a laughter yoga club, of which Siegfried is the teacher. To my slight consternation, given my troubled relationship with dance, one of the first things we were invited to do was shake off our inhibitions to music. Siegfried, who's 72 years old and has been involved with laughter yoga for the past 10 years, cranked up the volume and started to move with abandon. Just freestyle, one of the participants told me as she glided across the floor. There was nothing else for it. And so, in a well-lit room on the banks of Berlin's River Spree, I danced with strangers, like I meant it. And that turned out to be good practice for what was to come. Because doing it like you mean it is the basic idea of laughter yoga. You fake it until it comes naturally. Which, with the help of Siegfried's exercises, it does. I mean, let's face it, there's something inherently hilarious, even Monty Python-esque, about a bunch of adults pretending to fill their imaginary lawnmowers with laughter fuel, only to then push them around a room, cackling to and amongst themselves. Almost as funny, in fact, as that same group of Homo sapiens coming face to face with each other while they beat their chests to release the roar. But there's more to laughter than monkey business. The movement was founded in India in 1996 by Dr. Madan Kataria, also known as the Guru of Giggle, who recognised the enormous health benefits of a good old guffaw, interspersed with targeted breathing exercises and chants of ho ho, ha ha ha. Besides tackling stress, laughter can, amongst other things, also help strengthen the immune system, control blood pressure, alleviate asthma, and deal with depression. Against that robust backdrop, what began as five people gathering in a Mumbai park at the crack of dawn to share jokes quickly became a global phenomenon. 2 decades on, it's practiced all over the world, from Dubai to Ukraine and Japan to Germany. Which is unlikely to win any stereotype contests for being the master of laughter. Yet despite that perception, there are over 70 listed laughter yoga clubs here. And the first ever dedicated conference will be staged in Frankfurt later this year. Chortle at that notion, if you will, but as Siegfried explained, some nationalities genuinely find it harder to laugh than others.
Es ist teilweise relativ schwer, Deutsch zum Lachen zu bringen. Wir sind ja eine sehr verkopfte
Gesellschaft. She said German society is very cerebral, and that Germans tend to be more driven by intellect than emotion, which means it can be quite difficult to make them laugh. But that doesn't stop her from trying. She's been teaching the group I went to for 3 years now, and she clearly knows how to tickle the human funny bone. By the time, at the end of the session, we were invited to lie down and laugh without any guidance, my ribs were aching, and I felt warm inside. In fact, I still do. Ho ho, ha ha ha, to that.
Ha 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 ha
This report was brought to you by DW.